Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Two incredibly popular TV shows got snubbed for this year's Emmy nominations. So the 2025 Emmy nominees were announced yesterday, and I think a lot of people are going to be surprised to find out that both Squid Games and The Handmaid's Tale pretty much got no love from the Emmy voters. So The Handmaid's Tale, which is an incredibly popular TV show that I think just wrapped up, what, its 10th season?
It's one of my favorites. It's the end. Like, it was the series finale.
Yeah, so it only got one nomination, and it was for a guest starring role. Yellow Jackets, which has been another Emmy favorite. It's gotten 10 nominations for its first two seasons, but in its third season, it got absolutely zero nominations. A lot of people are going to be shocked to find out that Patrick Schwarzenegger, he did not get recognized for going full frontal for The White Lotus. I feel like everybody was talking about some of his scenes this year in The White Lotus. He had a very ballsy scene where...
Really? I didn't know that.
I see what you did. You're so clever.
I know. Aha, Lefany. There are some exciting things. Martin Scorsese and Ron Howard both received their first ever Emmy nominations for acting, for guest starring on Seth Rogen's show, The Studio. Harrison Ford got his first Emmy nomination for Apple TV's Shrinking. Kathy Bates became the oldest nominee for Best Drama Actress for Matlock. And Drake was probably very upset to see these Emmy nominations come out because Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show got 4 nominations, including Outstanding Live Variety Special. Now, in the lead, it's Severance, which I feel like, again, is one of those shows that people could not stop talking about. It has 27 nominations. It is somewhat closely followed by The Penguin with 24 nominations. The Studio and The White Lotus have 23 nominations. And The Last of Us rounds out the top 5 with 16.
Can I tell you, I tried Severance so many times because people were saying it's like the greatest show ever on TV. The finale is amazing. So I gave it like 4 different episodes time and time again, and I just couldn't feel it.
Is that the one on Apple TV when they're like in a different world?
Yeah, they got when you leave work, then you don't remember anything from work, and when you don't remember anything at work about your personal life.
I watched the entire season continuing to think that it was going to get better and better and better, and it just constantly left me on bland. I do not get what all the hype is about.
You invested a whole season before you decided?
Yes, because everyone kept telling me, you got to stay in it. You got to stay in it. And I stayed in it. And when I got to the end of the season, I felt like I had wasted a lot of time watching that entire season.
I don't know if my ADHD is actually getting worse, but I have found myself accidentally when I go to Netflix or Apple TV or whatever now, I've noticed that my continue watching stream, you know, where it shows you the shows that you started to watch is so super long because I'm giving like shows 15 minutes and then I just move on to another show.
Same. I have the same exact problem.
You know what show you would invest more than 15 minutes in?
Love Island.
Love Island.
I tried it.
You gotta watch it. Did they get any nominations? No. Just nominations for being number one in my heart and number one in the ratings. But what I find so interesting about the Emmys versus the Oscars is, have you noticed that when people talk about the most nominated shows for the Emmys, it's things that people actually watch and enjoy. And then when you see the things that are nominated for the Oscars, it's like, I haven't seen that. I don't want to see that. Mm-hmm. I went to go see it for 10 minutes. I tuned out. So it is nice to see these really popular shows that are mainstream getting these long list of nominations. I mean, 27 nominations for Severance is pretty insane. The Emmys is going to air on September 14th on CBS. And Nate Bargatze is set to host, which I think will be interesting. He's a very like dry sense of humor. So I'll be interested to see how he handles this. Because I feel like a lot of times the people that host, like the comedians that get slated to do this, have these really big, charismatic personalities, but his style of comedy is very like dry, just kind of like right here,
and it's clean.
And it's clean. Yeah.
So I think he's going to be great. I think he'll be great at everything.
Yeah, we're wishing the best for him. Okay, Fyre Festival. This was interesting because we talked about this, I think, last week about the fact that Billy McFarland had put up the IP, like the brand of Fyre Fest, up on eBay for auction. So you can now own the brand of Fyre Festival. And the last time we checked in, somebody had bid about $200,000 to be able to own Fyre Fest. And it did sell on eBay, but only for $245,000. So it didn't go up much more after that, but I think that's a pretty good deal considering like the brand recognition recognition that Fyre Fest has. Was it a good brand? Was it a good actual festival? Absolutely not. But if you can take it and turn it into something amazing, like you basically just won yourself like all the marketing you needed.
Yeah. Because
people are going to want to go to Fyre Fest that actually doesn't suck.
This is The Bert Show.
I love Connie, man. Connie was right. Connie's like, Bert, have you read my email? Bert, have you read my email? I'm like, Connie, yeah, I'll get to it. And then finally got to it. I'm like, why did I wait so long? So Connie here is the future mother-in-law that was propositioned by her future son-in-law.
Oh, my God.
Right? Wait till you hear the story on this one, though, man. I don't know how Tommy has set this thing up to keep it PG-rated. But now she's wondering, do I knock or do I not knock to my daughter, right? And this is always the clip that we play when narking is involved.
Are you a knock?
I'm sorry?
Are you a knock?
A knock. I don't know what that is.
A knock. A knock. Am I speaking Japanese?
Now listen to him.
I'm going to sound it out for you.
Are you or are you not a knock? Like Johnny Depp in 21 Jump Street.
I see. Okay, a narc.
A knock, yes.
Yes.
Now that I've been up there, it's even funnier. Uh-huh. All right, Connie, I apologize for returning your emails so late, but you're right. What is this one all about?
So I just wanted to say I didn't come up with my name. Tommy did.
So. Yeah.
He's very proud. He's already told us, Connie.
He's very proud of that.
Yes. It was great. No, we had to get together, and I had already asked him to chill out on the drinking because we were having guests over that had never been over to our house before.
Is he known to drink heavily, Connie?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We all like to have fun, but this day was like, you know, one didn't want to go too crazy with people that we had never had over. So I noticed about 15 minutes before arrival, him stumbling up our back steps and came in here because my daughter and everybody else is in the backyard. So I came in here and I said, why don't you drink some water and just chill out in here?
Because he's visibly hammered at this point. You could see he's drunk. Okay.
Yes, and that's when he said, can I ask you a question? And I said, sure. And he goes, can I go down south on you?
That's not exactly how I said it.
Okay. Yeah. We have to make it radio friendly. But we get it. Yeah.
Did you say down south? I thought he said down south. I apologize.
Oh, either way. I mean, we get it. Yeah. Okay. That's shocking.
Okay. So I just stood up and looked at him and just walked back to the backyard because I knew that it was going to be bad if I stayed in and we had people arriving any minute.
All right, hold on a second.
To the backyard.
You skipped over a major part here. You said no, right?
Herbert.
What? No one's asking. Anyway. Okay, go ahead.
I was like, oh my God. So then he got really, they left shortly after that.
Your daughter and her fiance?
Yes.
Okay,
they
so.
Left shortly after that, and after they left, I told one of my best friends that was here, and she was just, and granted, I haven't said anything to my husband of 25 years. I haven't said anything to my daughter. So my anxiety has been a little crazy.
I'm curious, Connie, if you were to tell your husband, your daughter's father, what her fiancé said.
He would never forgive him.
Yeah.
It would like destroy everything. And that's what, like, we've paid deposits. Like, they're getting married in November. Like, we've got money now. And he came over a few days later and apologized. So he wasn't too blackout that he doesn't, remember saying it.
Oh, so he remembered saying it, and he actually came over to, he purposely came over to apologize to you?
Yes.
Did he say it was, a joke? Was he serious, and he was apologizing, with his full chest? How did he explain himself at all?
He's the type of person that just wants a reaction out of someone. He likes to say crazy things and get a reaction, so I think that, honestly,
okay,
that's what he was trying to do, was to ruin the time that we were about to have here.
So you don't think...
I asked them to behave.
So
I don't think he actually wanted to.
Okay.
I think he was looking for a reaction. Regardless, it's wrong.
Totally.
And
yeah, I don't even think it matters.
No, it doesn't excuse what he said at all. Mm-hmm. What he said was disgusting. And the fact that he said it to his fiance's mother, I mean, all of it is just beyond.
So out of line.
It's Jesus.
So incredibly out of line. See, this is one of these circumstances also that we have talked about for over a decade. Why do we feel so bad when somebody else makes such a major offense that we struggle with what to do with that info? Oh, at the end of the day, he's responsible for his actions. But I understand.
I know, and that's why I keep trying to tell myself it's not my fault.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying, and I totally understand the position you're in.
I'm normally team no snitch, and I completely understand why you would feel the responsibility to keep this to yourself in order to try to save face. But for me, this is a no-brainer. I'm telling my child, I'm telling my spouse, that man is a grown-ass man, and he said what he said, and whatever comes of it, I feel like that's completely on him and not on you to hold that.
Connie, do you...
Yeah, and that's what... I just feel like that's what I'm going to sit with the rest of my life, because I don't want to break my daughter's heart. That's where I'm...
Connie,
you know what I mean?
Connie, is this the first offense, or has he, is this a person that you... do not want your daughter to marry, and this is just kind of like the nail in his coffin, or is this the first offense?
This is probably his first offense. Mm. He's vowed to, it's okay. He's vowed to stop, drinking and all that stuff. So he came over, this past weekend. It was visibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, I bet.
So,
Connie, I'm wondering if some good can come out of this. I'm wondering if you can leverage this very uncomfortable situation and say to him, hey, I'm not telling anybody anything, but you can't just tell me you are quitting drinking. You have to get into a program.
I agree. Totally. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Completely.
Can that work?
Maybe.
I do want to quickly throw this out there to Burt Show fam, because there very well may be somebody, I mean, and I feel for them if this is the case, that's been in your position. 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. If you were the mother-in-law and your future son-in-law said something highly inappropriate, do you tell your daughter? Do you not tell your daughter?
So just so I have this right, you're asking people to call in that have been mother-in-laws that have been propositioned by their son-in-laws.
Not necessarily propositioned, but something was said that was so egregious and so, this is borderline horrific, that you were in a position of do I tell my daughter that her husband is a POS, or do I just swallow this and not say anything? So for you, Connie, I know it's weird because your instinct as a mother is to what? To protect your children, right? And you're wanting, you want to protect your daughter. But in this instance, what's the best way to protect her? By not saying anything or by exposing him for who he is?
Ooh.
That's the question. Like, what is the proper way to protect your daughter, to prevent her from marrying this guy? Or like, this is a one-off. This is the first time offense. He was that hammered. He is honestly remorseful. I can understand your motherly dilemma. Like, I want to protect my child. I just don't know which option is the option for protection.
Yeah, because when we had to get together, I told him when he apologized that he was, you know, no longer drinking in my house. And my husband was like, you know, why are you being so harsh? Like, and then I was like, oh, well, you know, if he knew... You'd understand.
There's always going to be something there, I think, when you guys are in the same room together. Somebody's going to pick up on it at some point.
Dude, you cannot put that toothpaste back in the tube. That is out for good.
How long can you really keep that in?
I know.
I think my advice would be the one I gave a couple of minutes ago, is leverage this to get him real help. Like, you have to go to a program. You can't just say, I'm going to stop drinking. That's the only way for you to hold on to this. And that way, in the future, if this secret comes to light, you can at least say, hey, I didn't want to blow up the family, so I told him he needed to get help and needed to get treatment. So you did something rather than nothing.
I think you should use it as leverage.
A friend of ours is sober and spoke to him the other night about, you know, possibly going to AA meetings and, you know, at least doing some type of outpatient type thing, because it's a, it's an issue.
And you've told a best friend, which I know you needed somebody to confide into, but Connie, you can't tell anybody else this, because if it does get back to your daughter or get back to your husband and you weren't the person to tell them, like, you got to keep this tight.
Yep.
I would say so.
One of my best friends already texted me this morning and goes, did you email the Burt Show?
You did. And I'm sorry it took me so long to respond.
And line two, same situation.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's go to break. And then when we come back, Connie, hang with us and I'll take a couple of calls for you, okay?
Thanks.
This is the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So Connie's future son-in-law is a drunk and got hammered one day and came over to their house. They were having some people over and dude thought it would be funny or just try to be shocking, or maybe he was being honest. We don't know. He was so hammered and propositioned her, as she said, to quote unquote, go south, right? So she's not sure what to do. Do I tell my husband here? Do I tell my daughter? What do we do? So I said, hold. We'll take some more calls for you and try to get you some real advice, because at the end of the day, it is pretty serious. Good morning, Allison. What's going down?
Hi. Yes. Well, it was probably about a good year or so before my sister decided was going to marry her husband, and I had a proposition in the kitchen when everybody was in the other room. And of course, he was a heavy drinker as well. I was shocked out of my mind, and I really did not know what to do. And I will say, I think that when money is involved, as far as paying for a wedding and all of that stuff, that is what's leading the conversation. I think, you know, I might be wrong, but I always think about the ramifications of my personal decisions and what would make me feel worse if they did get married. Because if this person is going to do it to me, someone that's close to my sister, he's going to do it to someone else. And, you know, it might be her friend or whatever, but the level of trust has been broken. He has no respect. He is just scared because he doesn't want to look bad. But the family who paid the money for the wedding, they're thinking about, oh, well, you know, we don't want to either be embarrassed or we put so much money into this. And that's what came when I heard the caller say.
Yeah.
But I love my sister to pieces. I told my boyfriend at the time, because he actually helped him get a job, and he mentioned that he was out of line, and I went back and forth on whether or not I was going to tell my sister. And I basically was like, you know, we need to have a talk, because my sister is for life. Like, her daughter is for life. And I didn't want to see her go through something with a piece of you know what who would even be disrespectful to approach me. So my boyfriend basically approached him, and I decided that I was going to tell my sister. So you know, she can always find another dude, but she's not going to ever find another daughter.
I'm curious. So you told your sister, obviously not in the presence of her fiance, correct?
Oh, of course. No, because I didn't want the drama of the foolishness. But I waited till we were calm, and I really wanted to take that to my grave. But I love my sister too much, and she knows that I would never, ever say something to, you know, hurt her feelings. But I'm thinking, heck, you know, it might be a coworker, her other friend.
Yeah.
If he's going to step to me like that, who's to say? And blame it on alcohol. This is not a song. You know, this is real life.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm wondering, so tell me what you guys think of this scenario. So what if...
Thank you, Allison.
Because I feel like, yes, it happened to the mother, but I feel like he should be the one to come clean about what he did, right? Oh, so what if...
If you make him responsible for that, he'll leave. You won't have to deal with anything.
Yeah. Yeah, he ain't doing that.
So, but what if there was a sit-down with her daughter, and her future son-in-law, right? Ooh. And she's like, you need to tell my daughter what you said so we can... I don't want to keep this secret. And then... she can decide how she wants to proceed.
Well, let's ask what she thinks. Connie, would that be an option for you?
Oh, totally. And I know that I mentioned, you know, deposits made on, you know, the stuff for the wedding. But it's not about the money. It's just about making my daughter sad.
Yeah.
Breaking her heart. And then I, you know, look at my, you know, so yeah, that's what that's about. I mean, money comes and goes. But, yeah, I completely agree. Like,
I think you can propose it. Something tells me he won't be a stand-up guy about it, and then you would have to deal with it anyway. And
you mean the guy who propositioned his mother-in-law is not going to be a stand-up guy?
Bingo.
He's a lay-down guy.
And I get the point of you don't want to hurt your daughter completely. At the same time, the way I see it, a guy that would do something like that, I really don't feel like blaming it on alcohol is a real thing. A lot of people have been extremely drunk and would never do something like that. So it's like, how do you know that in the future it's not going to be worse? She's not going to be hurt even more from more time invested and from what he may do further down the line. So the way I see it, I don't look at it as hurting her. I look at it as protecting her.
I feel the same way, because what would actually make me really sad and volatile is if I found out that my mom was keeping this huge secret from me before I got married. If my mom kept this from me, I would see that as such a massive betrayal that honestly it would hurt more than anything that he could have said to my mom while he was tipsy.
All right, so Connie, please keep in touch with us. We gave you plenty of different angles on this whole thing. Please, when you rectify it, give us a call and let us know how it all concluded.
I will. Thank you guys so much.
Okay. Thanks, Connie. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Dude, sometimes doing the right thing is the hardest thing to do.
Most of the time.
It's always the hardest thing to do.
How about this as an option? Okay, you know what? I'm just going to let this thing fly, but you got to tell my husband what you did.
Oh, good luck with that.
Damn, right? He is gone forever. He is leaving Pride Rock.
100%.
It's the Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Nicki Minaj is trying to start a feud with SZA, and SZA is not having it. So it all started when Nicki called out an executive at SZA's label, Top Dog Entertainment. Nicki claimed that this executive allegedly bullied her on X, formerly known as Twitter. So then SZA, a lot of people think she replied to this with a vague tweet about Mercury being in retrograde, don't take the bait. But Nicki, she took that as a direct shot. So then she fired back with a very snarky, go draw your freckles back on, Bookie. And then things escalated when Nicki went after SZA's appearance and her career, basically mocked her voice, her looks, and accused her of using her deluxe album editions to inflate her chart success. But SZA, she didn't come back directly at Nicki. She basically just said that she's on tour, she's doing well, and she's getting real love in person and dismissing the online drama as weird stuff.
Nicki being Nicki. Man, I really miss the days when Nicki would just rap. I felt like that's all she had to do. Just rap and drink water and everything would work out. But this whole new Nicki Minaj thing of always attacking somebody, going at people, and seeming to try to gain some type of clout or attention off of it, I absolutely hate this era for her.
I think it does tarnish her talent shine. You know, like, she's so talented that you don't need this
at all.
And it almost feels like you're showing the world, like, I don't believe in my talent anymore, and this is what I am.
Ooh.
Completely agree.
That's a good point. So a lot of fans are pushing for accountability, basically saying Nicki is always fighting with everyone. We've got to cancel her. But then some people are saying that SZA likes to throw rocks and then, like, hide her hands. So a lot of people have very polarizing opinions on these two women who, you know, I think are just better when they stick to their music. All right, Miley Cyrus, she, unlike SZA, is not going on tour because she actually feels like it's just not good for her at all. Now, I feel like she's been pretty outspoken about this in terms of, like, her anxiety. She's talked about how going on tour has been really frightful for her, going up in front of all of those people, but she's actually now completely changing the narrative. So her most recent album is called Something Beautiful. It came out last month, but she says she has no desire to promote it on tour, despite the fact that she has the physical ability and the opportunities, because she says this is a risk to her sobriety and her mental health. She said, it's really hard to maintain sobriety when you're on the road, which is a really important pillar of stability in my life. It's hard to keep mental wellness. You have so many thousands of people screaming at you. So dopamine, you're feeling a lot of love. And then you totally crash at the end of the show. You start thinking that one person loving you is not enough. It needs to be 10,000 or it needs to be 80,000. She said, I like to do things I'm afraid of. I've jumped out of airplanes. I perform for 150,000 people. I've stood toe-to-toe with Beyonce. But in terms of touring, she said it has nothing to do with fear, and it has everything to do with the fact that she just wants to make sure that she can keep her sobriety because it's such a big dopamine hit. And when you come back off and you crash, it's awful.
I commend her for knowing what's best for her and doing what's best for her, because you could be so easily swayed, not by yourself and all that validation, but the people around you, because that could be a huge money-making tour, not just for you, but for your record label and for your management and, you know, for all those. So I could see how there would be pressures from outside interested parties to be like, no, you can do this, you got this, because they're going to also reap the financial, you know, rewards.
She seems so well-adjusted for a kid that grew up, in her words, in a pretty jacked up childhood, and the way her parents dealt with her celebrity. She seems like a celebrity that you can really look up to, in that how many of these celebrities, have I said over and over and over again, are so addicted to their celebrity that they'll do anything to stay in the spotlight. They don't care about their mental health. It's not desperation, but it's the only life that they've ever known is in the spotlight. And here she is with this cracky kind of foundation, right? That has said, look, I'm going to do what's right for me, because I know if I go down that road, it's not healthy.
Well, I think it's interesting because we kind of saw her go down that path with her Bangers era, where she, like, you know, cut her hair and she was doing all these salacious things on live TV. But it's so cool to see a quote unquote Disney kid or a Disney star bounce back from that, because I feel like we've seen so many Lindsay Lohans of the world.
Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Amanda Bynes, I mean, I think is a prime example. You go down that path and then you never really kind of circle back and find who you are again. So to see Miley come back and be so firm in the fact that she's willing to give up this millions and millions of dollars, not just in her pocket, but in other people's pockets for the sake of keeping her sobriety is incredibly commendable.
You've seen this playing out with Justin Bieber right now. You know, like growing up in the spotlight and sharing your life, which is the only life he has ever known. But is it really healthy for him or not?
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I had an epiphany yesterday, mid-conversation, that I absolutely had to do homework on and pursue immediately, or it was going to drive me crazy. So, real talk. I have been, I'm not going to get into it, but I have been very frustrated over the course of the last couple of days by some of the behind-the-scenes fallout of what we did with Jackson this week, right? And I was comparing how things are handled now in radio to how things were handled back in the day in radio when your morning guy or your morning show got into a little bit of trouble. And I was saying to my girlfriend Amanda yesterday, I'm like, listen to this. Back in the day, this is what happened, and we didn't get into any trouble at all, right? So midway through this conversation, I had this epiphany. And the example I'm giving to her is, might have been 1994 at the time. And I think I've told you guys this story before. When I was working on Kid Craddock's show in Dallas, this guy was the first guy to syndicate his morning show, my mentor, my brother, but just, he didn't care, man.
He was a visionary.
He was a visionary in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And it was all about entertaining. Well, things were different back in 1994/1996. So when I'm working in Dallas, John Tesh of Entertainment Tonight was a very, very big deal in America at that point. He was hosting Entertainment Tonight, and he also was the one that came up with this theme. John Tesh, of all people back in the day, was impossible to get on the radio. He was too good to do a radio interview, and he didn't need us. He was selling out concerts all over the place, so he didn't need us. But it was a big deal that John Tesh was in Dallas. Kid wanted John Tesh on the Kid Craddock show, and I was producing the show at the time. So while we were doing the show, we also had a client that owned a limo company. His name is Big Al, who was so funny on the radio when he would come on and he would do his live commercials that we ended up hiring him on the show. And he's still there to this day. He's been doing the show for 30 years on that show, even though Kid has passed, right?
I didn't know that's how he started.
Yeah, truth.
That's awesome. Right?
He was doing 60-second commercials for us, and he was hilarious. We're like, come on in. So, because he owned a limo company, this was Kid's story at the time, that Big Al knew what John Tesh's schedule was because there was another limo company in town that was supposed to pick him up. So Kid instructed Big Al to show up at the hotel early, earlier than the legit limo and have John Tesh get into the back of the limousine. And when he was in the limousine, we would put a phone in his hands at Big Al would and say, hey, you're on the Kid Craddock show. This is not your limo. So we kidnapped Kid Craddock.
John Tesh.
Wow. Literally kidnapped him. Well, I'm in the middle of telling this story to Amanda yesterday, and I'm like, there's no way we did that legitimately. I bet Kid set this up behind the scenes, didn't tell anybody on the staff, and it came off as this kidnapping, and none of us ever knew about
it. For 2 days.
So as I'm telling the story, I say to Amanda, that couldn't have been real. He kept this one close to the chest on and did not say anything. So I texted Big Al yesterday. I'm like, Big Al, I'm a little frustrated with the situation that's going on with the radio station right now. And I was relaying the story. Can you be 100% honest with me? That John Tesh kidnapping, was that set up in advance between you and him? And you guys just played it off like we really kidnapped him. And he hit me back with a text that said 100% authentic.
Wow.
We legitimately kidnapped a person and put them on the radio.
That's insane.
Now, what was there any fallout? Did he get in trouble for doing that?
Zero.
Like John Tesh's people, like the record label, like nobody.
Look, there might have been, but you know, times are different now. So there might have been, but the general manager probably got involved. The program director probably got involved. The industry was different. You know, back then it wasn't all about stock prices and big companies also. So they probably had his back because they could behind the scenes.
Radio,
so was there fallout? Maybe. Did he ever feel it? Did we ever feel it? Not even a word.
Radio was in a different position than that.
It was a different position. And now we're in a cancel society also, but it's also big money. But when I called, I was sure he was going to say to me, yeah, man, we made that whole thing up. We just never told you guys. No, we kidnapped John Tesh.
Legendary.
You're the only people that can say that.
Yep. It's the Burt Show.
Here, Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.